Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint, powered by Manx Telecom.
Pastor May, good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Tuesday, 17th of March, 2020, from Manx Radio. A 30-minute look at the latest news on the island. And background to the news, Manx Sport, what there is of it. Business, Sea Watch and travel updates, including tonight. Do we have enough medical ventilators? What does self-isolation mean for the over-70s in this coronavirus crisis? Support Manx businesses, says the Enterprise Minister. We'll support Manx businesses, says the Treasury Minister. And in other news, Queenies, a fish to avoid listing is unfair, says a marine biologist.
Man Benham Advocates, for your legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes to 6, the update news headlines. Faster Mai, Lewis Foster.
Faster Mai. Older residents of the Isle of Man are being urged to restrict their movements as much as possible in the wake of the government introducing measures to tackle the coronavirus pandemic. The advice for the over 70s also applies to people with underlying health conditions and pregnant women. The latest government update on coronavirus shows there have been no more concluded tests in the past 24 hours. The number of confirmed cases of COVID-19 remains at zero. Those arriving to the island from 11:59pm tonight will be made to go into self-isolation, regardless of whether or not they are displaying symptoms. Health Minister David Ashford says those caught breaking self-isolation will be prosecuted. And Treasury Minister Alfred Cannon has warned against panic buying, urging people to think hard about their shopping habits. And Chief Minister Howard Quayle says stockpiling is unnecessary. In international news, the UK Chancellor is providing a £330 billion support package to help businesses affected by coronavirus. Boris Johnson's told a news conference in the last half hour that COVID-19 is so dangerous that without drastic action, it will overwhelm the NHS. The health service in England has ordered hospitals to postpone all non-urgent operations from the 15th of April for at least 3 months. They must also urgently discharge all inpatients who are fit to leave. Meanwhile, 14 more people with coronavirus have now died in England, as well as one each in Wales and Scotland, taking the UK total to 71. Those are the headlines. Stay tuned for a full roundup of the news at 6.
Benham Advocates. Call us on 639 350 or visit manbenham.com. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Jeremiah, thank you, Lewis. There's a gale warning in operation in the North Irish Sea for the next 24 hours, says the Ronalds Way Met Office. On the island, the rain will recede as the evening progresses. It'll dry up overnight. The wind will turn northwesterly and ease. 5 degrees overnight minimum temperature for Wednesday. Ukraine, dry and sunny with light breezes. 8 degrees. The overnight possibility of frost as it heads down to 2 degrees into Thursday. Jordan, dry and settled on Thursday and for the rest of the week, which is good news. 8 degrees, Thursday's top temperature. High waters at 12 minutes to 6 tonight. Sunset 26 minutes past 6. Low water 29 minutes after midnight tonight. Sunrise in the morning, Wednesday morning, 24 minutes past 6, and high water is at 20 to 7.
If you have failed double glazing units, Manx Glass and Glazing can help. Call 674 573.
Today we've seen yet more frequent updates on the island's stance regarding the worldwide outbreak of COVID-19, the coronavirus. Chief Minister Howard Quayle and Health Minister David Ashford held another media briefing earlier this afternoon, and afterwards Manx Radio's news editor Tim Glover asked Mr. Ashford if it's true there are just 6 medical ventilators on the island.
In general use. We do have a further supply that was purchased for swine flu, I'm led to believe. We're also working with NHS supply chain because obviously they're building more ventilators in the UK. And because we are part of NHS supply chain, we are able to get those the same as any hospital trust in the UK. The one thing I do need to emphasise, though, is this myth that seems to have been exacerbated by the international media that any patients going into hospital with COVID-19 need ventilation.
It's a small number, isn't it?
It is an exceptionally small number. It's about 2% if you look worldwide. Currently, 94% of active cases around the world are mild, which means there's no medical intervention. It's just self-isolation at home till the symptoms pass. Of the remaining 6%, 3% of those, 4% of those, will require hospital admission, but not to the level of ventilation. They require medical treatment in hospital, but in isolation areas. And that's what ties in with the announcements I've made today. It is 2% of patients that will require that intensive intervention.
Nevertheless, is 6 enough?
It's not. We do need to get more, but all the measures that we've announced today are in order to lower the peak of number of patients there will be at any one time, because one of the things we've got to remember is the whole point of this is to make sure that you don't end up with large swathes of the population coming down and being ill so that we can manage flow through the hospital.
Have you asked any engineering firms on the island, like they have in the UK, to produce ventilators?
I think our capacity on Ireland, being realistic compared to the capacity in the UK, is very, very limited in that regard, particularly in the numbers they could turn round and get out. That is why our relationship with NHS Supply is there. That's why it's such a crucial relationship, and we'll be able to engage with NHS Supply to be able to do that. But I do need to quash some of the scare stories about all the patients that require hospital admission requiring ventilation. The worldwide situation has not shown that at all.
Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
24 minutes to six. There's been some confusion amongst island residents about what needs to be done in terms of self-isolation, particularly for the over 70 years of age. Meanwhile, anyone who returns to the island after 11:59 p.m. tonight must self-isolate for at least 14 days. Tim Glover asked the Chief Minister, Howard Quayle, if he could clearly outline what people should do.
If you're self-isolating because you've come back from the United Kingdom or further afield and you have to self-isolate for 14 days, then there are certain rules that you can follow where the rest of your family are not forced to self-isolate too. You have to keep 2 metres away from people, obviously no contact. The cleaning of bathrooms and kitchens, etc., and not touching, not sharing the same utensils, cups, etc.
That's hard, though, isn't it, for a lot of families?
Well, it is hard, and there's clear information on the website for families to follow that. If you then show signs that you may have an illness or coronavirus, if you have any concerns on that point, then the whole family is shut down, and they must, as a unit, self-isolate until further tests can be taken.
What about the over 70s then?
So for the over 70s, we're just asking them at this moment in time, the current advice is just to think through, what are you going to do? So we're not saying you must stay at home and not go out. What we're saying is that is necessary that you go out, and if it is, try and ensure that you keep a 2 metre gap between yourself and other members of the public, so you can go out for a walk, etc., but try and keep your distance. And if you're going to an event, just keep in mind that as you are over 70, then you have increased your likelihood of it being slightly more serious should you get it. That said, there are an awful lot of 70-year-olds I know who are as fit as fleas, and it won't have the impact. But it's not just over 70s, it's people who have respiratory or autoimmune system problems, and also ladies who are pregnant.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
Ben McCree left Heysham at 26 minutes past two this afternoon, arriving about 20 past six in Douglas. She'll spin around and depart at 7:45, arriving at Heysham at 11:30, and then back at 2:15. Remember, if you go into the sea terminal, by the way, stand behind the white line. It's compulsory. The steam package Fastcraft Mananum resumes her seasonal service to Liverpool a week on Friday, March 27th. Her first sailing of 2020 to Dublin is the day after that, March 28th. And she heads to Belfast on April the 8th.
Follow the steam packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
The phrase "buy locals" never been so important, according to Enterprise Minister Lawrence Skelly, MHK, who says we all need to start supporting Manx businesses right now. With travel advisories and mandatory self-isolation coming into place, the tourism industry will take a big hit. Mr. Skelly says for the time being, pubs and bars aren't being told to close.
Whilst you've got travel restrictions, we've cancelled TT. That is all about people coming to the Isle of Man. Here, we still have everyday business that still needs to operate and can operate because we have not, as it currently stands, followed the UK with regards to banning people going to pubs and so forth.
Is this an opportunity for government to promote local businesses, to promote By Manx.
It is, and you know, it's interesting really. I think we've done a couple of marketing campaigns about promoting the Isle of Man as a safe and secure place to be, and clearly that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to keep the Isle of Man safe from a health perspective, a secure place from a health perspective, but also I think it's important to recognise, you know, what we can do in terms of economics. You know, where it never, ever before in the history of the Isle of Man, I think, of saying buy local, use local and spend local has never been so important.
What if a business is in trouble, had cancellations galore, they can't see the way out of the hole, they can see the only option is that they're going to shut? Can they come and talk to you?
They can, and we encourage them to do. But I would point out, in many businesses, it's already happening, has been happening for some time. Some of them, their export markets have completely disappeared. We're very conscious of that. Colleagues in DEFA, with regards to export of seafood, is a really, really good example. So, we've got a big day. So today we're moving emergency legislation. It is what we would regard as the first wave of support for business. And you heard Treasury Minister there make a very bold statement, and I think a robust statement, and that is that we have moved 40 million into a contingency fund to support industry, and not just industry but workers as well, so as if they do need to self-isolate.
40 million though could be just a drop in the ocean if the Manx economy is really hit hard.
Yes, absolutely. But I think, you know, it's a strong statement. And Treasury Minister also said that may not be enough. What we're trying to do is look at the short term at this moment in time, because matters are changing on a rapid pace. So we're a small government, we're a nimble government, and we are making, I would suggest, positive, decisive action as and when it's actually necessary.
Manx Radio's Business Briefing, powered by Why Manx.
18 minutes to 6, and a good news story. An Isle of Man-based chef has been named as number one in Forbes 30 Under 30. Pippa Lavelle, head chef of Versa, which operates as a pop-up inside Forager Vintners in Port Erin. Miss Lavelle came first in the 2020 Art and Culture category. News from the UK, BT in Britain has said its broadband network would be able to cope with a surge in demand as businesses around the UK roll out mandatory remote working measures in response to the coronavirus outbreak. BT said it wasn't anticipating blackouts or slower speeds after residents on lockdown in Spain were asked to reduce their internet activity after data use grew 40%. However, UK security officials have warned of an increase in phishing and malware attacks as cyber criminals and hacking groups exploit gaps in cyber security protocols.
WiMAX Technology Communications Services. Find out more on 641199 or visit WiMAX.com today. The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European markets were higher amid hopes of more stimulus as the fast-spreading coronavirus fuels fears of a recession. US stocks rebounded as the White House laid out more plans to cushion the economic blow of coronavirus. The dollar surged as companies and investors sought out the most liquid currency. Oil traded lower and analysts said more declines may follow. Gold was higher as fears over the economic toll of the coronavirus prompted investors to move into safe haven assets. In corporate news, Antofagasta was higher on the back of full-year results. The Chilean-based miner posted a better-than-expected profit for 2019. AstraZeneca, the pharma company, was right behind after reporting its Imfinzi drug had triggered a clinically meaningful improvement in survival rates among patients with a clinical trial with extensive stage small cell lung cancer. Firms who could see an increased demand on the back of coronavirus crisis, such as Ocado and BT Group, also found a bid. Aerospace and defence engineer Meggitt was amongst the worst performing stocks. And the numbers at the close in London, the FTSE 100 was up 3% at 5,294. The DAX in Germany up 2% at 8,917. In New York, at just after 5 o'clock, the Dow Jones Industrial Index up 3% at 20,789. The NASDAQ Tech Stocks Index up 5.25% at 7,267. And in Chicago, the S&P 500 up 4% at 2,487. On the exchange markets, the British pound sterling worth $1 20.4 cents and €1 9.7 cents. And in commodities, finally, the top two, gold up 1.3% at $1,526 an ounce, and Brent crude oil down 0.5% at $29.64 a barrel.
When it comes to investing for the future and that all-important personal service, look no further than the award-winning team at Ramsey Crookall. Ramsey Crookall is the island's largest firm of stockbrokers and investment managers and have been servicing the investment community with a broad range of services for over 70 years. For that all-important personal touch and financial expertise, contact Ramsey Crookall, telephone 673-171. Call into Securities House, Athol Street, or visit our website, ramseycrookall.com. Ramsey Crookall are members of the London Stock Exchange and licensed by the Financial Services Authority.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, providing the island's first truly unlimited tariff.
Marine biologist Dr. David Beers weighed in on the Marine Conservation Society's decision to add queen scallops to its fish to avoid list. Mr. Beard says the red listing of Manx queenies is unfair, and in comparison to UK caught scallops, we have a well-managed stock. He claims a peak in population a few years back makes current stock levels seem lower than they actually are.
Well, first of all, it's disappointing that they've labelled us as red listed, and especially given the consistencies in their reports and the recommendations that that people should look at Welsh queen scallops, because the difference in management between Isle of Man scallops and any UK scallops is huge. Basically, the stocks that we're fishing for here on the Isle of Man are what are known as non-quota species. So therefore, there's no catch limit set by the EU. And queenies and scallops, king scallops, are part of those non-quota species. As such, there's no real catch limits set in the UK on any of these stocks. But in the Isle of Man, we do have catch limits. We have a biomass estimate, which is an estimate of the stock that's on the ground. And through many years of data, we have various management measures in place. We have a total allowable catch, that's the maximum. We have weekend bans on fishing. We have a 12-hour fishing regime. Our minimum landing size is 55 millimetres compared to 40 millimetres in the UK, which means that the vast majority of the stock will spawn at least once before they are caught. So we have many things in place which the UK just do not have in place. So I see the comparison as completely unfair.
So with catch limits in place, weekend bans you mentioned, why is it then that populations are seen to be in a poor state?
The trouble is that what everybody compares this to is a massive peak in population between 2010 and 2014. It was it went to sort of levels 10 times what it is now, and it was a peak which was we didn't have any control of. It was just a natural phenomenon and had never happened to our knowledge before. So unfortunately, everybody is comparing this to the levels that were around in those times. And as I say, it was just a natural phenomenon, nothing that any management had done. Since then, the stock has been in decline, as we all know, that the biomass has been going down each year. But what we've done, because we know that the biomass has been going down each year, we've reflected that in our fishing patterns. So we've adopted what's called an ICES Strategy 3 process of management, which is basically if the stocks decline, then we reduce the fishing effort, amount of landings by 20%. And we've done that for the last 3 years.
Manx Radio Sport.
Fast am I, Howard Kane.
As the coronavirus pandemic and crisis here on the Isle of Man deepens, of course, sport has been severely affected. Virtually all sport is now being called off. Football in the island suspended until further notice. That includes all senior and junior league and cup fixtures, friendly matches and training. Basketball leagues on the island suspended initially for 2 weeks in the light of the coronavirus outbreak. The Isle of Man Basketball Association says it's taken the decision following discussions with the executive committee. Rugby and hockey also affected. Now, rugby are saying with all activity suspended until at least the 14th of April, Douglas Rugby Club is using training and match time to help out those in need during the current COVID-19 pandemic. They've released some information on this, saying they can help out with various issues, things like picking up shopping and medication, fetching urgent supplies, dog walking and errands for people who might be self-isolating, just a friendly phone call, they suggest, or even help with topping up electric or gas keys and such like. They say support is available now via Douglas Rugby Club on a Tuesday or Thursday evening or on Saturdays, times when normally they would be training, of course. You can text if you want help, 07624 457 503. You can send an email to carl@douglasrufc.com or you can message them via their Facebook page. And again, that's Douglas Rugby Club, here to support the Isle of Man, they say. COVID-19 support available on a Tuesday or Thursday evening or Saturdays as this pandemic continues.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions.
10 to 6 on Manx Radio, this is Update, and the latest on the road. Still got those temporary lights at Groudle for railway works, also by the Liverpool Arms and the Castletown New Road between the Forge and the Santon Motel. All the information on the promenade, by the way, and there's lots of it, at mypromenade.io. And if you go to manxradio.com, click on the travel page, page after page of information about things on the Isle of Man, for trains, planes, boats, buses and rail. And talking of airports, the 5 o'clock to London's Liverpool left 3 minutes after five. The 5 past 5 to London City left at 20 to 6. No other departures tonight, just some inbound later on. The 6:40 inbound from Liverpool, it's a Logan Air flight, and BA's 8:30 due in from London City tonight, showing us no problems.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions, 670-145.
£40 million in support is to be made available to the Isle of Man's businesses and population struggling to cope with coronavirus. The Treasury Minister, Alfred Cannon, strongly hinted that he doesn't think that will be the whole amount that'll be needed at the end of the day.
Last night, the FDA announced groundbreaking new policies to further increase testing, very substantially so.
These are still early stages. There's a lot of work that we need to do to both understand the scale of this and to draw up more plans to try and help support our economy and our people as this situation progresses.
I mean, one of your jobs is to give confidence to the Manx business community. Do you think this did that?
I hope so. I gave an absolute commitment. We are going to strain every sinew. These are still early stages. There's a lot of work that we need to do to both understand the scale of this and to draw up more plans to try and help support our economy and our people as this situation progresses.
I mean, one of your jobs is to give confidence to the Manx business community. Do you think this did that?
I hope so. I gave an absolute commitment. We are going to strain every sinew to protect as many business and as many jobs and as many people as possible during the first 12 weeks, absolutely, and possibly and probably beyond, as we get further understanding of how long this crisis is going to go on.
That's one of your problems, is you don't know how long this is going to go on. It could end up being a phenomenal amount of money.
Well, as I said, you know, the first and foremost is to get immediate support out to businesses, get immediate support to those who are struggling under the weight of impact as a result of the measures that have been announced. We want to give people reassurance that we are in a position to help them and their families if they have to go into self-isolation and they are struggling in any way. We will find ways to get the support to them. And as I said, you know, I will make another announcement, an updated announcement next Tuesday on further measures that we are bringing forward to help support the economy and the people on this island.
Will that be following what response you get from the community? And do they approach you, or are you approaching them?
Well, we are working very, very closely, first and foremost, with the businesses, small businesses, big businesses. I, together with the Minister for Enterprise and our respective political colleagues, are meeting with leaders, business leaders across the visit agency and from within the tourism sector to understand immediately what cash flow problems they've got, how big an impact this whole situation is causing for them. We will be bringing forward a more specific scheme for the tourism, hotel industry and accommodation sectors. And as I said, we are going to develop out now a bigger, broader strategic response to this whole crisis as it develops. And not only will I announce next Tuesday further measures, but as we need more measures, then I'll be bringing forward further statements on an as and when basis.
Manx Radio's Update, powered by Manx Telecom, investing in our people and technology.
On a more mundane basis, have you switched phone or internet provider on the Isle of Man lately? The Island's Communications Commission is asking for feedback from you if you've changed your telecom supplier. The board's trying to identify whether there are any barriers preventing Manx residents from changing from one firm to another. The Commission's regulatory manager, Katie Collister, explained more to Manx Radio's Sian Cowper.
The survey asked questions about consumers' experience of switching telecommunications providers. However, we also recognise some consumers may never have actually switched provider, so we'd also like to know why this is the case. And the questions will relate to broadband, landline and telephone mobile services.
Is this something you get contacted about quite a lot at the Communication Commission? Is this a big area of concern?
From time to time, we might get questions about switching. But to be honest, it's more about trying to see if there's any barriers to switching from our perspective, whether there's anything we can do to make the process easier for consumers that want to switch.
What kind of barriers would people potentially face?
It could be anything from perhaps not knowing that there's choice out there, or perhaps there's something in the process that's making it difficult for people to move.
Is this just something for the public, or have you been speaking to providers as well?
There'd be two stages to it. So we'd first need to work with consumers and businesses to find out any issues that they've experienced when they're looking to switch. And then secondly, we'd need to talk to the industry and the service providers, and we'd need to work with them to change any processes that needed changing.
I think this survey's been live for just coming up to a week now. What kind of response have you had?
We haven't had a huge response so far, but I'm hoping that with a little bit more media coverage, we can try and get some more responses to it.
And so how will these responses be used? What happens after this survey?
So after the survey's closed, we'll analyse all the responses. There's several places within there that people can write their personal experience, so we'd read all of those responses and analyse them closely. We'd look for any patterns, and those patterns could indicate to us that there are perhaps some areas that we need to look at.
So if someone wants to complete this survey, how would they go about doing that?
The survey's available online on the Government Consultation Hub, and there's also paper copies available around the island, so the Government Welcome Centre, Markwell House, Douglas, Peel and Ramsey Libraries and the Castletown Town Hall.
After the news at 6 o'clock, Countryside with Simon Clark and Kiri Kermode, George Ferguson here at 6:30 with Greatest Hits, Folk Music at Night with John Kaneen and Stu Peters at 10. That's it for Update, compiled by Manx Radio's News Department. Thanks to newsreader Lewis Foster and producer Howard Kane. I'm Andy Winton. Update is back Wednesday evening at 5:30.
WINT.
It's the Just Bathrooms winter sale
with some unbelievable offers.
Get free ceiling panels, spotlights and an illuminated mirror, saving up to £900.
Or get up to 2 years interest-free credit.